So, Kai, what is the band up to right now? What do you guys have going on? And I know I released a new EP, but talk about what the band's up to.
Well, at the moment, we are, like, sometimes rehearsing for some shows we have coming up. So, beyond that, we are working on the DVD release. So we're sorting out pictures, going through all our things, seeing which songs we take from which concert, and you know, getting into the overdubbing thing, you know, erase all the bad mistakes. Mm-hmm. Luckily, there's not too many. But anyhow, so this has to be worked over, and then of course we have all this hustle to get the video company cutting it together and finding out the right pictures, and then, you know, to our liking. So we always have something to complain anyhow, you know. So it might take a while. There's a lot of work in there.
No, it's really funny. What you just talked about just leads into my next question, and you talked about very few mistakes, and that comes with a lineup that has been together for quite some time, that has developed a great musical chemistry together, and you developed a very good musical chemistry together, and Somewhere Out in Space, to me, is my favorite Gamma Ray album, but it was the start of the band's consistency, and you know, why has this lineup stayed so stable? Why have you been so successful with this lineup?
Good question. You know, this is, I don't know actually the final secret, but somehow it has a lot to do with respect and tolerance and friendship, I think, because, you know, we're together for such a long time. Of course, there's, you know, you always have arguments about things, and it's very hard to get four people together in opinion, you know, say, all right, we all have the same opinion. That's pretty close to impossible. So it's not a way of, you know, doing, you know, having the same thoughts about things, but maybe more about, you know, more about respecting the other's opinion, and then, you know, finding a way to get through it in terms of seeing the big thing, and when it comes to that, we all see the big picture, and that's the string we all pull on the same, you know. Of course, the way to go there, sometimes, you know, opinion differs, but we always manage to get through this and agree on something that is in the end productive and good. So there's a strong chemistry, and of course we all, you know, accept and respect all the little habits of each other. You know, we're all very strong individuals, but for some reason it works out.
Now, back in late '90s, it was very difficult for some of German power metal bands like yourself and Helloween and many others to come over to the States, but you've been playing over here for quite some time with some great reactions from the fans and to some pretty sold out shows in some areas. But, you know, do you plan on playing over here in the States anytime soon again? And it's been successful for you though, right?
That's true. Yeah, sure. We try to come as often as we can, but of course it's not that easy for a band our size. You know, the money doesn't, you know, flow big. So it's very hard to do an American tour and not ending up in a big minus. Mm-hmm. So we try to get our booking agency to book us tours that kind of make sense in a way, so that we kind of get even, you know, in the end, with the financial side. So far it has worked, but of course we would like to tour much more and, you know, play in every hellhole in the United States. But you know, it's not that we, you know, want to cash in big, but we don't want to, you know, pay to play. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Actually,
well, Kai, you got the new EP out, obviously, and you did some rearrangements on some of Gamma Ray songs, and my question for you is, why did you decide to put something out like this?
Well, actually, it was, well, you know, we once did this Skeletons in the Closet thing, and it went down very well, and it sold pretty good, and people liked it very much, and for us, it was nice and refreshing to play other songs quite a while ago, so we thought it's time for an encore, and because we found that we still have so many songs that for some reason we never dare to include into the set list, or, you know, for some reason, sometimes you get a bit lazy and say, all right, we got a set list, it works, it's fine, and of course you're much more sure on what you play, and you can concentrate much more on, you know, delivering the show and stuff like that, instead of the playing, when you play the songs that you have played a million times. But we had to take a risk and say we have to do something different, otherwise we get boring to the fans that have seen like two or three or four shows, plus ourselves, you know, playing the same thing over and over in a way. And so we said let's do another Skeletons thing, do a little tour, and play stuff that we normally never or don't play, and let the fans choose the majority of the songs via our website and so on. And to promote the whole thing, we had the idea, well, why shouldn't we just, you know, record some of the songs, like the old songs, in a new way, like the way we would play them now and so on, and release it up front before the tour to, you know, get it going and give the people a kind of idea what to expect and how that might sound. In the end, we had as well the idea to include some acoustic stuff, and maybe to do like two shows in every city, one acoustic show and one full metal show. But then again, finally we kind of found out together with the promoters that said, well, acoustic shows, no, come on, it doesn't really sell out too well, and you won't attract so many people. So we said, all right, we combine it, you know, we play a metal set and include some acoustic stuff as well, and have the best of both worlds. So finally, after the direction was set, we started to record the mini album. And meanwhile, we have done the tour, we have done the filming, and now it's up to the works on finalizing it.
Now, I got to see quite a few of the shows with you with Helloween and Gamma Ray playing over here in the States back in 2008, and you guys seem to have a lot of fun playing on stage together for the encore. And what was that like for you to get back on stage with some of those guys again and to be able to play old Helloween songs with members of Helloween again?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, you know. It brought back a lot of old feelings and, you know, memories and stuff. And of course, for some reason, it felt very familiar. And on the other hand, it was fresh again, you know. So it was a cool thing to do this.
Now, you guys have turned around some pretty good records. You guys have recorded some pretty good albums lately, and you know, the turnaround from your last three albums has been pretty short. And have you guys started on a new record? Have you started writing any songs for a new Gamma Ray album?
No, not yet. No. We have we're collecting ideas and concentrate on the DVD finalizing, and then we will head off to put our ideas together, rehearse, and finalize the songs, and then start to record a new album.
Kai, you've been part of the music scene for quite some time, and so have I in some sense, but you've been in this doing this for a long time. And, you know, over in the States, there's still a disparity between the United States and people over here in North America as compared to European fans, who are a lot more passionate about this music, it seems like, and we have these big metal festivals. And why is this music still stayed pretty high up on the scale, and why is it still big over in Europe after all this time?
I don't know. Just I just can't say. I think it's just a phenomenon. You know, it's a kind of tradition thing, and maybe people don't go changing that quickly over here. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you know, it's like when all the trends hit in, when grunge came up, like classic metal was, you know, going down and declared to be dead even, and stuff like that. And later on, it came back stronger. And you know, sometimes, you know, you have new kids coming up and digging into the old stuff, so to say, discovering the older bands, and I can compare it to myself. When I was listening in the earlier days, I was listening to Sweet and Slade, you know, the glam rock stuff that, mm-hmm. that was my, you know, my contact with the hard side of the music, and I really loved it. And later on, I found out, of course, about all these other guys that were before them, like Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and so on, and I got into that stuff. So I think sometimes it just takes a while for younger fans to discover the old, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a metal fan for a long time, and, you know, it's always great to go back and listen to the history of this type of music and look back at how it all started. And you were part of a music scene in Hamburg and in Germany, a power metal scene that was in its infancy that really... that nobody ever, that nobody really knew at the time would probably get as big as it did and have as many influential bands. But you were part of a really good early 80s German metal scene. And I'm just, you know, I just want to pick your brain a little bit and talk about what that was like. What was it like in your early days? What was that music scene like to kind of grow up in and to be a part of back then? Because it's kind of something special. And, you know, I'm just curious if you'd like to share your experience and what it was like coming up in your early days of your career.
Well, it was just great, you know, because of course we all started up, wanting to play this kind of music, and starting up with doing cover versions of whatever Status Quo and Sex Pistols, and, you know, I did all this kind of stuff in the beginning, right from the beginning on, even doing cover stuff and you know, playing other people's songs, I immediately started up with, like, writing my own songs in a way. They were all in the vein of something I had heard before, of course. And so it was like we were fresh, we were hungry, and there was Scorpions and maybe Accept as, like, the German hard rock metal bands that were kind of, you know, way up front. And it was just great. We didn't think about it too much. We just played, and we were happy for every little gig that we could get in some whatever youth place and you know, stuff like that. So it was just cool to do it. And when we finally got the chance to put down two tracks on this death metal sampler, we were more than happy. You know, it was just like circumstance and good luck, because normally we weren't planned for that sampler, but a friend of ours had our rehearsal room demos, so we were not able, of course, at that time to do what people do nowadays, get a computer and you know, program the drums and all that kind. So we really had to play, and we set up two microphones in the rehearsal room and tried to play the songs as good as we could and record that. That was our demo, and a friend of ours had that, and when the sampler was planned with four bands, one of them was Running Wild, and one of the bands, I don't know what actually happened, but for some reason they didn't take part in the sampler anymore, so the label was searching for another band. And the guy who had our demo, he had a contact to the label boss, and he proposed that he should have a listen to us. And he didn't really actually like it, but he didn't see anything better, so he took us. And from that point on, the stone got rolling. You know, it was like we got really good responses for our performance on that sampler. Maybe the best of all those bands that were on the sampler. And then because of that, we got a record contract, and that was, of course, that was beyond imagination. In a way, you know. So it was just like, it was cool. We didn't think about it too much. We were just happy for everything we could get and, you know, just played our music. And in the end, it was like, there were not so many, like, various directions. So heavy metal was heavy metal, you know. One thing was a bit darker, the other thing was a bit brighter. But that was all in terms of difference.
Now, did you ever imagine you'd be doing this music and doing what you're doing for over 30 years?
When he started out?
No, not at that point. I never thought so far, you know. I always live in the now. I don't look back too much. I don't look forward too much. So I just take things as they come and work my way through it.
Well, you've had a very long and very distinguished career, Kai. Your resume of not only guest appearances, but of course being in Helloween, your stint with Helloween and starting off with that band, then of course the Gamma Ray Machine that's been around for over 20 years. And you've had a great resume of things. And if you had to pick a couple things out that were two of your most proud accomplishments, I guess you could say, what would they be and why?
Oh, Jesus Christ. maybe it's just like, you know, getting gold albums and playing Donington. It's very hard to reduce it to a few things.
Gamma Ray, to me, has been one of the most consistent bands year after year. And, you know, in a time right now where metal, a lot of people aren't finding metal bands, or even music in general, hasn't been as interesting for many people, including myself. Although there are those bands that do put out great records, they're much fewer. You know, I get the sense sometimes that bands put an album out for the sake of doing so because either need the money or whatnot, but you guys really still make records that I could listen to from start to finish and not get bored. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's funny how that goes, but again, I can listen to a whole entire Gamma Ray album, and to be honest with you, I never get bored of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we ourselves are our worst critics. You know, and I'm especially picky on, you know, I hate it when I'm not really satisfied with things. So I always like try to get the best out of what we have or what I do, and so I won't be satisfied with anything less. So maybe that's one point, you know, the why it's so consonant. And the more, you know, the older you get, of course you always have this fear of wimping out or, you know, losing it. So so I'm so afraid of that, you know. I push even harder and try to get the best I can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got that, you know, having that fear of wimping out means you're probably not going to wimp out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like when you have that fear, you fear it happening, and it never happens. And some people just, they just don't care.
That's true. I've seen that, you know, a lot of times, you know, just like put down some song. It doesn't matter, A, B, or whatever, you know, unless you have something to sell. And that's kind of, I don't like that attitude, you know. It's kind of destroys things, or it doesn't get you very far.
Well, Kai, it's been great to talk to you, and it's great to have you on for the radio show. It really is, and good luck to you. And do you have any last things to say to any of the heavy metal fans out here in the United States?
All right, yeah, sure, of course. Metal on, you know, keep the faith, have fun with the music, and hope to see you somewhere in the States.